Big news of the day, obviously, R. Kelly, his emotional rant, breakdown, whatever you want to call it, during his interview with Gayle King. What are your thoughts? Let's go to Steve in Atlanta. Steve, good day. Welcome.
Hey, man, just follow up on that last question. Do you believe Martin Sheen had sex with underage girls when he knew he had HIV?
Yes.
And did he ever do a day in jail? Was he ever brought in?
Well, I don't know about, let me make sure I clarify. I don't know about the underage girls. I'm not familiar with that. I do believe he had sex with women knowing that he was HIV positive.
I believe if we do the research, it was said that many of the girls were supposedly underage.
Okay. So I don't know. I don't personally know of that information.
Had sex with his young stepdaughter?
Say that again?
Woody Allen, the screenwriter.
Yeah, I don't mess with Woody Allen, sir. I've said that many times on my program. When I first started on WAOK, Woody Allen was on my radar constantly.
Right. Okay.
So what's your point? You're naming other bad guys to me. What's your point?
I set that up to lead to my point about what you often talk about on the court of public opinion.
Right.
And I think that what has occurred is that black men become stigmatized as.
Now, this is one simple question. One simple question. Do you think R. Kelly had sex with underage girls?
I do.
Okay, what the hell are we arguing about then?
Like I asked you, do you think Martin Sheen did?
I don't know about the Martin Sheen and underage girls.
If you let me finish, this is what I'm setting up. That the court of public opinion has made black men, black celebrity men, the face of all this pedophilia and overhyped sexuality, and that goes all the way back to the Constitution when we were considered 3/5 of slaves.
Steve. Brother, I think you're conflating. Hold on, brother. We're going to have a conversation here.
Okay.
I think you're conflating some things that may not coexist.
Okay.
Woody Allen's not in the news. Even though he wasn't in the news roughly 5 years ago, there was something that popped up, and I said, I don't deal with Woody Allen. Okay? Mm-hmm. When the Sheen thing happened, I mean, it was news currently at that time when I was on air. I said, this guy used his sexual organs as a murder weapon. Right. That's what I said on radio. He used his sexual organs as a murder weapon because he could have killed every single woman he slept with knowing what he had. Okay? Now, what's in the news? R. Kelly. Just as I was clear about Woody and I'm clear about Sheen, I can be clear about Kelly. Brother, I'm not conflating them into some mass conspiracy.
Okay.
If you believe that R. Kelly had sex with children, you believe he's a child molester, why in the hell are we defending him?
Let me tell you why.
Do you have any children?
Let me.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I do.
Would you ever say we should at any point defend a man who has had sex with your underage child?
I'm not saying that's the issue. What I'm explaining to you again was this comment about court of public opinion and how we become the face of that. My point is this. Martin Sheen and Woody Allen, just like R. Kelly and Bill Cosby and Michael Jackson, all had been exonerated in court for whatever crimes they had.
No, sir. Bill Cosby's currently in jail.
Bill
what are you talking
Cosby
about?
He was too exonerated in cases were dismissed on him.
Sir, Bill Cosby is currently in jail.
He initially was filed.
That's not what your statement said. Your statement said they've all been exonerated. No, not all of them. One of them is currently in jail. Another one is under indictment. They have not all been exonerated.
No, my point is this. They all have been to court for cases and did not go to jail.
Does that mean that they're not guilty? Okay. All right.
Them back to court, Rashad.
Wow. Have you looked at the indictment? Have you looked? Hold on, sir.
And that's why these black men are the ones who continue to
Steve.
Come up. It's basically.
I'm going to put you on hold, brother. Kill that music, man. Steve, you just said on my show that you believe R. Kelly molested children, but you're defending him. Now, you may have some intellectual integrity if you believe he never molested anybody. I could kind of understand your point of view. But if you actually believe this man molested children, why are you defending him? That question stands. I would like for you to answer that.
Okay, I'm defending it because, for the fifth time, I'm saying that it is certain people who are becoming stigmatized and become the face of this pedophilia. Martin Sheen had the same kind of situation. Woody Allen, same kind of situations. You never see these type of people, these type of men. Rich people get off all the time from crimes against women, what have you.
Brother, we all know, once again, you're conflating stuff. If you believe that R. Kelly is a child molester, you're defending him and throwing his victims under the bus. That makes no sense to me. What kind of father are you? What kind of man are you?
Found out. I'm saying, I thought I read somewhere that you're innocent until proven guilty.
That's in a court of law.
He went to court and was.
Sir, that's in a court of law.
He's going to court again in the court of public opinion, which you represent.
Do you like him guilty? Do you like R. Kelly? Do you like R. Kelly, sir?
Because people like you kept bringing the case back up. The comedian.
It's not because he molested children. Here's what's so interesting, brother. Once again, this brother is blaming me for R. Kelly going to court. He's not blaming R. Kelly. Even though he believes R. Kelly molested children, he's not saying the victims are finally speaking up, even though he believes R. Kelly is molesting children. No, 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 no. He blames the guy behind the microphone as to why his beloved child molesting R. Kelly is going back to court. Sir, I got a question. I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you molested a child?
Man, get your ass out of here with
you. Holler at you. 404-892-2703. You got to ask that. Any grown man who will say, I believe this person molested children, but I'm going to defend him, I think it is relevant to then say, well, sir, have you molested anybody? Because I don't understand why you would defend somebody whom you believe is an actual child molester. You're getting real with the realest man on radio.